I once heard a tale, and I'll tell it to you, of hellfire and flesh, a dragon in truth. He crunched on the bones like a cold crust of bread, and many a strong man he robbed from his bed. Now once was a son whose old father got took. Young Sam was the boy who all boyhood forsook, to seek the old dragon and make him repent of the crime he'd committed and the blood he had spent.
Sam's tutor was grim, and a secret he kept. A great sword, so ancient, its name had long slept, yet buried in years and long hid in the deeps. He called to the blade, and it roused from its sleep. It was the same blade that the cherubim bore, with fire so fierce he had barred Eden's doors. It flashed from within. It was not made of steel, but forged in the furnace beyond Arbol's fields.
So set out young Sam with a sword at his side. Bore it with pain, for it spoke what men hide. It sang with the spheres till his vengeful hate bled. Its presence robbed sleep, and he wished he was dead.
But he pressed on to find out where rumors might lead. A black mountain cave whose charred mouth grinned in greed. He looked toward the shadow and knew in his heart, there lay his old father deep down in that dark. He heard the blade singing while hate drove him mad. It cantered a melody, piercingly sad. As Sam shouted forth for the dragon to rise, he drew out the blade, but its light singed his eyes.
Now blind he could hear as the rumbling grew. He stumbled to flee while a sulfur wind blew. His words spat in rage like decay from a tomb. Sam gripped the sword yet and prepared for his doom.
From whence come the voice should provoke me to shame? I'll taste no remorse, though my belly's a grave. For I am the beast who murders at will. All flesh is my banquet, though I never am filled.
Then spied he young Sam all splayed and alone. He saw not the blade, for Sam laid on it long. The ghastly jaws lunged and they swallowed Sam whole. To the beast's deepest bowels went body and soul. He woke in a place like a dungeon all dank. It smelled of wet sulfur and poisonous rank. But what did he hear? But the voice of his father, and wondered to see clear as day many others.
By light of the sword, their faces were lighted. He clung to it still, and his eyes were soon righted. Now bright came a song from the double-edged weapon, and each knew the truth of the folly that chained them. For this demon of hate was of their own choosing, for evil consumes those who call its taste soothing. Now there in that belly, the flaming sword sang, till all of the captors had learned its refrain. They joined to its voice, whose flung music shone great flares of some fire none had hitherto known. It licked at the walls of the dragon's cruel innards. It scaled the great cavern. It frightened those sinners. For meanwhile, the dragon, who'd ate them all up, roared out a curse so the whole country shook. For hundreds of miles, pots clattered in kitchens. Old sleeping dogs yelped like someone had kicked them.
In fury, the cherubim sword was now whirling, reeling and slashing the darkness that bound them. When just for one moment, all time seemed to turn, the sinners saw heaven's own forges laid bare. From that vision reckoned, they plunged as from stars, now each a blade aimed at the heart of all the wars. They sang in bold chorus, the great blade aswing, till all earth was still and death gave up its sting. For the dragon lay smoldering, a mountain of fume, its belly now gaping, its contents exhumed. And strangely the sword no longer flung flames. Now out from its hilt flowed sapphire streams,
which soon became rivers, and coursed as they curled through every dark cavern that hid in the world. No secret keep held, all shadows were bound, till earth was rinsed clean, and all dragon fire drowned.
Now all of this tale, it has truly come true, yet not into time as to come into view. Still there are nights when a quiet flood's ending, and the song of the sword sings, the dragon is beaten.